Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west, and it's wet. It is wet out here. Rainy, gross. Honestly, the weather kind of reflects the injury report for the Washington Commanders. It's fairly significant. It's pretty long. And there's some big-name players on there. That doesn't mean that everybody's going to miss Sunday's game. If you look through everything yesterday, you see John Bates and Noah Brown are still DNP. Dan Quinn called them long shots last week. The fact that they're still DNPs doesn't seem great. We had John Bates on the program earlier this week, and he said, yeah, I'm trying to do everything I can to get back out there. That's a question mark at least. And you got Percy Butler was a DNP yesterday. Remember, he was of the win over the Raiders. A bunch of guys on the injury report. This is how DQ takes care of his vets. So Zach Ertz, Von Miller, Deron Payne, Laremy Tunsil got DNPs yesterday. I don't have any concerns there. That's just how DQ operates with the vets. They get Wednesdays off. Then you see Trey Amos, the rookie corner, who's been really, really good for Washington so far. He was limited yesterday. I think that's trending the right way, obviously. He left in that Raiders game as well. Colson Yankoff on the injury report with an ankle. Full participant yesterday, so I don't think there's much of a concern there. A few players that I do have some real concerns about. Bill, Jacory Kroski-Merritt. The rookie running back on the injury report with a knee, got a DNP yesterday. Talked with some folks on that. The word is he's just sore. He's a pretty violent runner. He breaks a lot of tackles. I'm not surprised to see that. With Bill, I would monitor today. Assuming he's limited or a participant today, I don't think Bill's out this week at all. So I would, you got to make a note of it, but I wouldn't really freak out about that. The biggest concern is certainly still the injury to Terry McLaurin. It's just a lot of unknown. I didn't physically see Terry yesterday. I saw Bill. I saw Jaden. I saw a lot of these guys. I saw Percy. I saw all the vets that are listed in there. The Terry injury to me, understanding that the quarterback position is the most important on the field, but at least we kind of know what's going on with Jaden. Terry seems very unknown. DQ was asked yesterday about it, said, it's very common to get a second opinion. And I agree with that, but it does allow for a lot more unknowns. I wanted to play the Jaden Daniels audio off the top here because we have a packed show today. We're going to get a Bethpage preview. Our guy Jason Epstein is up there in New York getting ready for the Ryder Cup, which should be really cool. Michael Chiklis is a really well-known actor. I remember watching The Shield, and Chiklis was phenomenal in that. Michael Chiklis is going to join us at 11. He's a big football fan. Excited to talk about that. Later in the day, we're going to hear from Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt. You guys will hear that live on the program. the Wizards, basketball's almost back, dude. And Wizards general manager had a press conference yesterday. At Will Dawkins, sorry. At Will Dawkins had a presser yesterday. Chase Hughes was there from Monumental Sports. Chase is going to join us at 12:30. 1:30, we got Rosenberg joining us. We're going to try to sneak in a little bleep you in the meantime. B's still down in Louisiana. I'm solo today. The boys in the aquarium are up and running and hopefully happy and healthy. Everybody good? Landini, you ready to rock today?
Yeah, sure.
All right, that sounds overwhelmingly joyous in the aquarium. The Jaden situation has a lot of people very curious. And yesterday, so last week, we were unsure of Jaden's status. DQ said day to day. We were told Jaden would speak to the media on Wednesday going into the Raiders game. Then Wednesday morning-ish, we were told it's going to be Marcus. So Mariota spoke to the media. Then the Vegas line dove, right? It went from 6.5 to 3.5, Commanders favored over the Raiders. I think that told you everything you needed to know, that Mariota was going to get the start. You know, DQ took it till Friday afternoon, then named Mariota the starter. I think that works, right? This week, they had Jaden address the media yesterday, which was interesting. Jaden was also, I watched him at practice yesterday. I don't want to say he was, you know, necessarily running around, but he was certainly as active as the other quarterbacks in the portion of practice we got to watch, which is very, very minimal. Let me be clear on that. But I did see, I posted videos online, lots of people did. Jaden was doing little drop back drills. And perhaps most importantly, Jaden spoke to the media. And Lavi, let's just play this thing in its entirety off the top here. And I am always a big believer in letting, I've been doing this for years. I mean, going back to like just when I did the Redskins Talk podcast. Like, I like to play things in their entirety because it allows people to hear what we hear and try to draw their own conclusions. Jaden talking to reporters about his status for Sunday and how the knee is feeling.
Mr. Daniels, can you give us an assessment of where you are right now as far as come Sunday?
It's up to the doctor. It's not my decision.
For you, I mean, where do you think you're at? And
I feel good.
Watching Marcus do what he did on Sunday, obviously you're a big part of that as well. What did you think?
Super happy for him. He deserves everything, and he's been my biggest supporter, so it was my turn last week to be his.
This is kind of taking a step back, but did you know that you had been hurt in the Green Bay game? How did you feel? What gave you the confidence to continue and finish out the game?
I didn't know. I mean, I'm a football player at the end of the day. You know, you might take some shots here and there, and it wasn't stopping me from going out there and finishing the game, so I finished the game.
And then what was your reaction when Coach Quinn told you that you weren't going to be out there on Sunday?
I'll leave that between me and him. It wasn't like I'm going to sit out. So,
can you tell us at all how the knee injury affects you the most?
I don't know. I feel good, so I don't think it affects me.
And the Terry is also dealing with an injury. Unclear to us anyway what his status might be going forward. But if he is unable to play, how big a loss is that for this offense?
He's Terry. He does what he does. He makes big plays, but you know, we kind of was dealing with that throughout training camp. So we very much have the next man up mentality. We're confident in other people to make plays.
Jaden, how much running and cutting have you been able to do so far?
Enough to feel good if I play on Sunday. Like I said, it's not my decision.
And then have you had to play with a brace before?
No.
Feel like just wearing it even in practice?
Something to get used to.
Would you have to wear one if you do play on Sunday?
The doctors haven't said that decision yet, so that'll be a conversation.
Do you feel any level of discomfort when you're out there?
Nah, I'm myself.
Good.
How does your preparation change this week or even last week when you're getting ready as if you're going to play, but you're also dealing with an injury?
None changed at all. I'm here early, and I'm still doing the same thing. Might have to do a little extra, but nothing changed at all.
Game, were you up in a box watching? And what was that perspective like for you to watch an NFL game from up top? And when was the last time you watched a game the team you played with, played for, from up there?
To answer the second question first, never. I mean, it was different. You kind of just see everything differently, bird's eye view. But I was just up there cheering on my guys. You know, I'd rather have been on the field, being able to compete with those guys, but that just wasn't part of the plans.
Like, as you're watching plays unfold from up there, and you see it differently because you're at a different view, but in your head, are you like, get the ball here, get the ball there, because you're looking at it differently?
I mean, yeah, that's probably the easiest thing. I feel like that's why a lot of people have a lot of comments of, you know, what we're doing and what we should do, but they're not actually out there in the fire. So no shot to anybody, but it's a lot different from sitting up top and watching the game to actually being out there and playing.
All right, so that was Jaden's full press conference. I think when you get like little clips, it seems like he was maybe not thrilled to be up there. I think when you listen to the entirety, and I know Jaden a little bit, like his pressers are never, he's not a dude that gives you really long answers most of the time. He's kind of smiling and laughing, but if you ask, a lot of it is how you frame your question. If you give him a way to answer a question with two or three words, that's what you're going to get. I often think back with when I'm...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm talking with Jaden to the Hard Knocks that really did a ton of damage to the Giants organization. But when Brian Daboll was taking Jaden through some simulations in the pre-draft process, and Daboll was like, all right, what if we change this, this, and this? And Jaden was like, I'll throw a touchdown. And it was just a casual, straightforward, blunt answer. Like, that's just kind of how Jaden operates. And I don't think, listening to him yesterday, he clearly wanted to play last week. He clearly wants to play this week. He recognizes it's not up to him and is kind of just trying to make the best of it. That's my reaction. Professor Landini, what about you?
It seems to me like he thought he was ready to go last week, and he would play this week if the doctors will let him.
I think that's right. What about you, Jeffrey? You had a funny text.
Yeah, with those injury questions, it seemed like he was in his I'm just here so I don't get fined phase. He really did not want to hear about those injury questions. And you can tell this is what I like about Jaden. He's really a competitor. You like B, when B's in here, he's a football player. He want to play. Why are y'all talking about sitting him? You can see that heart in him when he speak, because you can tell he's disappointed he's not on the field. Hey, I feel bad for when that man healthy. It's going to be a lot of belt passed out.
I think you nailed it in a lot of ways there, Jeff, because I said this where I don't know where I was. I think I was at NBC4 last night, and people were like, oh, what do you think should happen with Jaden? Like, don't you think they should sit him? You know what football players do? They play football. They've done that their whole lives, and they are wired to go out there every Sunday. And, hell, I mean, especially us on this program who know B. Mitch well, who played in the league for 14 years, it takes a different mindset. It takes a little bit of crazy to go out there because it's an extremely violent sport. And Jaden, as calm and cool and poised as he is, he has that little bit of crazy he needs to go out there. And he would have played last week, dude. Now, the doctors are in charge, and it's a good, healthy reminder of the separation of church and state, if you will, that Jaden doesn't just get to run roughshod and say, I'm playing. And I had a rant about this that I think they posted on Instagram last week. Like, when people try to make the RG3 comp, I don't see a comp because you don't have the player in charge of his health. When everything happened with Robert last year, Robert had a direct line to ownership. Ownership went to the team president, and the player was able to dictate the terms. Whether Mike liked it or not, and whether Mike maybe early on protected Robert enough, those things are all revisionist history now, right? What you don't have now is a player that can go to the owner and say, yo, I got to play. Because that's not how the operation is run, and it's a much healthier situation. I don't know that Jaden will play this week. I know for sure he wants to. He feels he's good to go. And I think as we all get so caught up in the reporting of day-to-day or week-to-week or, you know, is this severe? I think with the roster rules now, you got to just look at the machinations, how they operate. And if Jaden doesn't get put on IR, they don't think it's going to go 3 weeks. Right, because if it's gonna go four, you're gonna put him on IR, especially with the lengthy injury report they have. And I think maybe he misses Sunday in Atlanta. I don't know that we know yet, right? But I think for sure he's on the field in LA. And I think the day-to-day nature of this thing, I think DQ's telling the truth. If medical approves him, he's playing. Period. And DQ probably wants some serious. You know, he wants to check it out with his own eyes, too. But I don't know. I hope that listening to the whole Jaden conversation there provides some clarity. I don't know for everyone that it will, but to me it does. But I also know Jaden and kind of understand the situation. Do you feel any clarity, at least on not who's going to play Sunday, Landfill, but on the situation? Does it seem clearer?
Yeah, I think that the injury is probably not that significant. If Jaden said that he didn't even realize it was hurt to begin with, and that he feels it's not particularly affecting him, and that they're just kind of waiting for the all clear from the doctors for him to go, that makes me feel a lot better. If he doesn't play this week, it's not going to be like a long term serious thing.
Jeffrey, clarity? I came seeking clarity.
Hey, man, whatever the team says, whatever the doctor says, whatever decision DQ make about Jaden, I'm with it. You know, I don't know if it's, because he can be saying that because, like I said, he's a competitor. He could be saying it doesn't bother him that much. But, you know, doctors know what's best.
Well, and I think what should make fans feel comfortable is the doctors are in charge, right? Like, because he's like, I wanted to play last week and they wouldn't let me. And he said, he's like, the conversation with DQ when he told me I wasn't going wasn't great. I love that drive. I love that fire. I love that competitive nature. And I think that's where this thing is landing. And I think what you're seeing is a healthy football operation where a stud dog competitor player wants to be out there, is doing all the work to get out there. The coaching staff is like, hey, man, we see you. We appreciate you. We respect you. But we're going to listen to medicals. And medicals are able to act on their own and determine where this thing's going to land. And I think whether Jaden plays Sunday or not, I think, like, if you're looking for a takeaway from this situation outside of, oh, man, Jaden's knee is hurt, which I understand that reaction, it is you've got a healthy football operation here. And I can understand, too, if people are like, why don't they just disclose more information? But that's just not how coaches operate, man. I mean, think about all the coaches we've heard here. Honestly, Jay Gruden was by far the most forthcoming on injury information. And part of me almost wonders if Jay had to do it again, if he would be less forthcoming. That was also just a different era where I don't think the scrutiny was as intense on like social media and everything, where any snippet of a report gets blown out of proportion. I think, unfortunately, that happened to Bickle the other day. And I know he was frustrated by it. I saw that clip on Instagram. Like, all the people that respond to him, like, I think the tone surrounding the Jaden stuff particularly is just so microwaved that hopefully people can hear what he said, listen to what he said, and understand how this thing is going. That's why I keep saying the Terry situation seems scarier, maybe not the right word, but like provides a little more anxiety because you don't know exactly what's happening. With Jaden, Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, and the medical team know exactly what's happening. And they're going to operate in the manner they see fit. And I think there's just a high level of professionalism that folks should appreciate. All right, here's the plan. I want to talk Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup gets going tomorrow, but they're out there today. I got friends up there. I didn't even know my boy Mike Kelly's up there sending me pictures. Meanwhile, I'm in the rain in Ashburn. The Ryder Cup's one of the greatest events in sports, the U.S. versus Europe in golf. Our friend Jason Epstein, head golf professional at Congressional Country Club, is up in Bethpage, going to give us the latest. I'm curious about the conditions. I'm curious about the weather. And then just the vibes. You know New York's going to go crazy for the Ryder Cup. I do want to talk about the Nats' big hire. I'm going to choose optimism on this, and I think there's a lot to like about the Nats' new president of baseball operations, vice president of baseball operations, Paul Toboni. We're going to get into that. Talking golf next, football all day. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley, or just Finley today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.